My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Football on Off the Ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try to be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rob Finnerty, how are you?
How's it going? How are you, Tommy?
Busy day.
Busy, yeah. Yeah, we're up from the Giants Causeway here, so we were out at 7 this morning getting our photos taken for the launch, so
yeah.
We've been busy out.
A glorious part of the country. Have you been there before?
Never been there before. Yeah, it's cool. I think the lads are all the same. Here, Paul Gainey's here, Ethan Rafferty, and Sam Mulroy. None of us have actually been here, so it was interesting this morning. We were all taking in the scenes.
Oh, that's class. And I presume it was, I haven't seen the photos yet, I presume it was a nice morning up in Antrim, wasn't it?
Lovely morning, yeah. Yeah, no wind or rain, so we were lucky.
Lovely. Well, that's the launch of AIB's sponsorship once more of the Senior Football Championship, a long-running partnership. Rob Finnerty, I'm surprised you're able to manage to squeeze in a trip up north in the middle of this mad calendar, because league final just took place the weekend. You boys are off to New York on, I presume, later this week?
We're off to New York on Thursday, yeah, so it's busy times now. I'll be rushing back for training now this evening after this, so please God I can get back on time or I'll be in trouble. But
it has to be fun though, Rob. You know, like, you know, there's a kind of conversation going at the minute around the calendar, of course, and even the look at the marketing and the games and trying to generate interest, or even people's pockets who are trying to go from one week to another about matches. Like, it probably is quite tough, isn't it, trying to keep up with the schedule and the relentless nature of it.
It is, I suppose. Like, there was probably a lot of talk that there's a lot being squeezed in with the league finals last weekend and the championship starting this weekend. And like, I know people were kind of suggesting that maybe finish with a league table, but then I was saying, like, after watching the league finals on the weekend, like, I really enjoyed them myself anyway, and it was cool to see different counties getting to Croke Park and winning trophies. And so, like, that's a massive day for them players and for their counties as well. So, like, I think they're too big of days to take away from anyone.
Yeah, you can see the Offaly scenes, the Limerick scenes, how much they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Gavin White gave a great speech. I'm sure the Kerry boys did enjoy it, but they were letting on that maybe it wasn't as big a deal as them. But it must be a big deal. Like, sitting on the couch this weekend, I presume, watching, you weren't in Croker, so, or were you? No, you weren't, were you?
No, I wasn't. No, I watched them at home, yeah.
Was it a funny feeling watching it? Because I'm sure, all going well, you wouldn't have complained if you were in a league final on Sunday.
No, like, it wasn't the end of the world, but of course, like, we wouldn't turn our noses up to a league title in Galway. I don't think anyone on our panel has a Division One medal anyway. So look, it would have been nice, and you know, any competition we go into, we're trying to win. But again, there is the same thing that it's another tough game, and like, had you picked up an injury in that game, you might be missing the first round or two of the championship, which would be really difficult. So we're probably thankful in that sense as well.
Yeah, you obviously were burned last year with so many injuries in that Galway panel. But on the flip side, it felt like this year in the spring, especially early doors, some of that hard grunt work that was put in last year and some of the lads that got a chance, they were maybe further along in their development this year. The depth that Galway have feels like you're in a really strong position right now. What was your read of a spring of football where you had a new coaching team coming in? You know, there was no pre-season, there was new rules. What was your reading it, Rob?
Yeah, like, it was all really fresh. Like, you're going back in and you're, you know, it's a new management team, which is great. Like, that brings you on another bit. It gives you a bit of a pep in your step. And then also you have the new rules then to add on top of that, which have been, like, really enjoyable. But it also takes a bit of figuring out. Like I didn't play any of the challenges, pre-season challenges myself, because I was kind of nursing a bit of an injury. So my first bit of action was the Mayo League game, like, and kind of initially you're trying to get used to everything at once, and you know there's so much going on in your head. Like you foul someone, and next thing you have the ball, and you're trying to remember, oh Jesus, I have to give it back to this lad or whatever, and then you're almost crossing the halfway line, and you're like, oh no, I need to get back up. So it all did take a bit of getting used to it, but look, I think it's really freshening things up, and it's really enjoyable at the minute.
Yeah, for sure. I think I caught up with Kevin Feeley yesterday at the Leinster Football Championship launch, and we were just having a bit of a chat, and he was like, he's loving it. He said it's given him a renewed sense of playing the game again. He felt like in his position, like what was he even at? Like he was like there were short kickouts coming. He was maybe waiting to give a pass in every so often, but there was mass defenses there. He kind of lost the enjoyment and the love of the game a little bit, and was even
Yeah.
questioning his future in the game. Like you're an all-star winner from last year, like so you were still able to deliver, but have you even got excited about the potential of what the new game could be like, given all the space that's going to be up there?
Yeah. Of course, like there were times under the old rules, like where you could go out in a game and you might touch the ball five or six times, and every time you get it, there might be another man coming on to you to double up or whatever, and next thing you're hand passing the ball back out. And it's just not really enjoyable, and you're not getting the opportunity to express yourself. Whereas, like with the new rules now, you know that every day you go out, you're going to get opportunities, you're going to get way more ball, and you're going to get chances to go at your man, and you're going to get chances to shoot, which is it's what you want really, chance to express yourself. So it's exciting.
Who did you enjoy watching football-wise at the weekend? I know the Offaly lads caught a lot of attention just the way that they moved
Yeah,
the ball.
I did. I liked the Offaly lads because I'd played with a few of them in college. Like I played with Shane Tierney and Jack Bryant, both in college. So watching them, I suppose, watching Jack's goal, it was savage. So I was excited for them in particular. And then I suppose watching the Kerry forwards as well, like you're always kind of keeping a close eye on them because of the way they play football. It's a similar style to how I like to play myself. So definitely watching them was enjoyable as well.
Would you be fond of a jersey pull or a jersey drag when you're looking for a ball?
Maybe, yeah, I suppose you have to do it every once in a while. Like it is a 50-50 battle. I had a good laugh at that though.
I thought James O'Donoghue gave a heads up to every referee in the country when he said he's never once made a run for a ball without clipping a defender's ankles or making a run
No.
or dragging someone. So, but
That's
it
it,
is
yeah.
part of the
That
game, Rob, isn't it? Like,
it is,
look
of
at
course.
Kevin
Yeah.
McStay's comments blew up, and there obviously is something in it, in the sense that,
Yeah.
players are always pulling and dragging at each other. He reckons that David Clifford is getting away with it. I don't know about that, but there is surely an element of that sort of physicality and messing, you could say, in a full forward line
Yeah.
all the time.
There is, of course, and I think even more so, it's more of a physical battle now with the new rules, because when the ball is getting kicked in, it's one on one. So if your defender grabs you, you're gonna grab him back and you're gonna push him, and that's just the nature of it. But yeah, I think probably last year they would have had that bit of extra cover, so they might be less reluctant. It might be more about body positioning for defenders to try and cut off angles and stuff. But I think now it's very much me or you, so we are going to be seeing them physical battles a lot more.
Johnny McGrath, somebody I caught in the tunnel after the Donegal game, and I'm sure you could be coming up against him in training, or do you actually have man markers in training,
Yeah,
like?
no, yeah, I mark Johnny a lot in training, like, and he's a class act. Like he's just so tenacious and really good one-on-one defender. So it's great, like when you're going out playing these serious oppositions with top forwards, and you know you can rely on Johnny to give any forward really a good go. So
What
yeah,
is
he's
it about
class.
him? Like, because he is so sticky. Like, is it the, like, what is it that makes him so good?
Yeah, he's fast, he's strong, and he's a good reader of the game as well. But he just seems to always get a hand in. Like he's your biggest nightmare, especially if you're marking him on a wet day, like because the slightest touch and the ball is gone, and he's really, really good at it. But yeah, he seems to have be able to really concentrate on the man as well. Like I think that's a huge part of man marking as well, just being able to focus on one man the entire game. Because if you switch off for 1 second, that forward's in behind you, and like all it takes is one goal, and then the forward really does come out on top. But somehow Johnny's just. He's unbelievable at concentrating on one man. So yeah, he's
Yeah,
savage.
that's interesting to hear that. Obviously, you need to trust the fellas around you as well to be able to just focus in on your job. So it's probably a good
Yeah.
sign of the Galway defence in general. Can I ask you about Pádraic Joyce's comments after the Dublin game? So what did he say? He said they missed about 2-10 between them, so he had to get someone on the pitch to try and score. I'm
Yeah.
paraphrasing a touch there, but like I think there was a question, was there a bit of an injury or a knock picked up? Like,
Yeah, myself and Shane, yeah.
yeah. So like it's a ruthless game, right? But and you're looking to grow. Like I mentioned, you were an all-star last year. We'll come back to that in a second. How do you deal with feedback and criticism, if it is, and what did Joyce say to you in the dressing room?
Yeah, well, like to be fair, like I saw I might have seen it a day or two after, like someone just said it to me that that was said, and like my reaction was like he's not wrong, like we did miss the guts of 2-10 between us on the day. I don't think I was too taken back by it because I'd be a lot more worried if I wasn't getting opportunities. Like I just didn't really take my chances on the day, but I got loads of ball, I got loads of shots off, which was a positive. And like I'm a shooter, so I'm gonna keep shooting, like especially if I think it's on. And I think a lot of the shots I took on the day were probably 9 out of 10s for me usually, but it just didn't happen. So it didn't really affect my confidence. Like I kind of took the good out of it that I was creating opportunities. I felt like I had the better of my man. I was winning ball out in front, but they just weren't going over on the day. So yeah, like if I stayed on the second half, I would have kept shooting as well. Like so,
And you would have scored. We know what you're like, Rob. You would have
I would,
scored in the second half. But look,
yeah.
it's a long league campaign. There's going to be ups and downs. Like you had plenty of highlights across your league, and it's just interesting that you say the element there about being a shooter and backing yourself, right? Because in this new game, there is going to be room. There is going to be opportunities. You know, David Clifford scored 8 points at the weekend, but I think he missed a good goal chance, and he had seven misses as well. That's 15 shots. That's like an under 12
Yeah.
game. Do you know what I mean? Like the.
I know. It's actually crazy because like last year you might get 15 shots off in 5 games if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Whereas like I think I had about 8 shots in that first half against Dublin. Like I might have scored 2 points or something, but like I was fully thinking in my head if I stayed on, like I might have another eight or nine in the second half. Like
Yeah. Well, look, a
so
week later, you score 1-8 against
huge.
Kerry. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know if it's an element of just the day itself or that evening, but is there something that you're going to focus on to make sure more of your days are 1-8 on the scoreboard rather than, you know, leaving
Yeah,
a bit
well,
behind you?
definitely. Like, yeah, you're just trying to get as clinical as you can, like, so that'll come. We're doing a lot of shooting practice and training and stuff, so it's
Yeah.
just about staying sharp. And I suppose the more football you play, the easier it'll get. And even with the weather changing in the summer as well, it probably allows for kicking a bit more as well. So, yeah, it'll be something we'll all focus on, is just trying to be as clinical as possible.
Yeah, I've a few quick ones just left for you here. Best of luck with the championship campaign kicking off this weekend. So you've got New
Here.
York this weekend in the Connacht Senior Football Championship. The Scorebio app is a great addition to how people follow games and cover games. And when I click on Rob Finnerty's stats, they've got player profiles now. I can't help but look at that All-Ireland final. A point and just 10 minutes on the field. Like, I'll be honest, I was looking down at you from the press box. You're neutral when you're in the press box, but I was sickened for you because
Yeah.
it felt like you were on it at the start of that game, and I was looking forward to seeing what you might have done across the rest of that All-Ireland final because, you know,
Yeah.
sometimes a big game can pass players by no matter how good they are. But it felt like you had inserted yourself into that game really early. How did you deal with just that? Forget about losing All-Ireland, but on a personal level, just
Yeah.
what it felt like.
Oh, it was devastating. Like just like I could barely even look for the rest of the game. Like you know, you're just so sick and like you're not out there and you can't have an impact on the game, and especially when things probably weren't going great for us. And we were struggling to score, and like obviously I felt I could have had an impact myself. So yeah, it was really tough, but it's probably something you just kind of have to get over fast enough. You can't really dwell on it, and you just have to make sure that you can get back, maybe playing another All-Ireland final again, and then hopefully things will go your way then.
You had obviously done things right in the build-up because, you know, you were ready to rock that day. You felt good, did you?
I was, yeah. I felt like I got my hands in a few balls early and it kicked a score, and I obviously felt comfortable enough out there. Like I didn't have any nerves or anything. I was enjoying it, the occasion. So yeah, it was a tough one to miss out on in the end.
Yeah. No, it was no, it was a sickener. It was kind of, you'd stolen a kick out, and it was a dunt on the leg, really. That was it. Did you know straight away that you were done?
That
You
was
kind of tried
it.
to play it for
I
a minute.
knew. I actually kicked a free after it, like, but looking back on it, like, I don't even think I could walk. I don't know how I kicked that free over the bar, to be honest. Like,
Adrenaline.
an adrenaline or something that carried it, because I could barely put weight on the leg. But yeah, it was something I'd been nursing for a while, so I knew there was always a chance that had I got the wrong hit or whatever,
Yeah.
that it could go that way. But it was just sickening that it actually happened.
Yeah. Fuel for the fuel to the future is what you can
That's
say,
what it
you
has to
know,
be, yeah.
to get back to that. Just a quick one, right? So All-Star winner in 2024, you won it in the year of the mass defences. You're moving into a new era of Gaelic football, as we all are. Like, is it unfair to me to say that you're not anywhere near your ceiling yet?
Probably not. No. I've probably played very well in patches. I had a good year last year. I think it was probably slightly hampered by the injury I picked up in that Derry game. Felt I probably had more in me, and then having to go off obviously against Armagh as well was a big one. But I'm excited, yeah. I think hopefully we can have a good year at Galway this year now, and I can push on myself to another level.
Is there a pressure with that, or do you thrive on that kind of?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, I don't think there's any pressure, to be honest. I just want to play well for myself and for Galway, and to try and help the team, like, so I'm not massively worried about myself and whether there's 1-8 beside my name at the end of a game. It's just about winning and trying to play the game the right way as well for the team.
Yeah, for sure. Last one. There's rumors out west that you may have a an addition on the way back to the panel, one Peter Cook. Any exclusive for us on Off the Ball?
I actually have not a clue. So I heard about this myself for the first time yesterday. Someone said it to me. Is it true? And I have no idea. So, and that's all I can say on that so far, Tommy.
Hypothetically, a fella of, and we're talking hypotheticals here, a fella of Peter Cook's, you know, quality and standing, his experience, his ability from long range, what would he add to Galway?
Well, I don't really know if he's coming back, like, but obviously Peter would be renowned for his long range kick passing and shooting, which is obviously a huge part of the game now with the way it's opened up and with the 2-point arc as well. So I've no doubt that it would suit a footballer like him.
Yes, Rob Finnerty, well answered. Thanks very much for chatting to us on Off the Ball at the launch of AIB's coverage and sponsorship of the GAA All Ireland Senior Football Championship. Very best of luck in 2025 on the field and with Galway.
Yes, sir.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now. This week on Diverted.
Do you have savings to do that or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have 0 euro.
This week, we're going to Chile.
¿Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español?
Well, mi español es muy malo.
Es como el inglés mío.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.